Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get into it about what the Trump administration is calling a blockbuster new GDP report, and looking at Trump's economy, promises made, promises kept. That's the word from the White House. But if you're watching more liberal-leaning, depending on where you're watching, where you're getting your news, we have two different stories about the economy and a different America, depending on who you trust. And who do you trust? Hi, at Dawn Stensland on X. Good to be with you. 855-839-1210 if you want to sound off. But it is stunning. And what we're seeing in real time, it's historic. We've never seen any president move this quickly. It's really, if you take back a moment and just look at Trump traveling over the weekend. He was in Scotland when we left you last Friday. He was headed, we talked about Scotland, he's headed there, and even the media in a snarky sort of way, well, he's going there, you know, just to use you, the taxpayer, you're playing for the flight, and then he's going to go to Scotland for his inauguration of his second golf course and stay at his big house in Scotland. That's my little imitation of liberal media. And then, man, did they have egg on their faces on Sunday when he announces this huge deal, historic, 27 countries across the EU. And then as if that wasn't enough, it just continues. So Japan last week, by Sunday, we learned about the European Union. And yesterday, the breaking news about South Korea, that deal, what, $450 billion guaranteed to be coming in, pumped into our economy, 15% lower tariffs, not the 25%. So all you hear on the left is doom and gloom. But in these 6 months, I will say, with President Trump, fast moving, stunning, unprecedented numbers and record achievements in record time. It's something that's mind boggling. Just to give you some of these numbers, as they say, oh, these tariffs are a problem and so on and so forth. June numbers, the tariff receipts for the U.S. setting a monthly all-time record, $27 billion. And this is, yes, this is an answer because Greg Stocker earlier, Greg wants to push back and question everything. I get it. But in truth, if you think about what's happening, and he says, well, the economy is unchanged. That's not true. July's number, by the way, we don't even have that, because remember, the numbers that have just been released were April through June, right? So let's wait. Let's see what July produces. It's expected to increase off of that. And so remember, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent declared earlier this month that we could see over $300 billion by the end of the year. Contrast that to $77 billion in calendar year of last year in the calendar year. $77 billion compared to $300 billion. We are raking in the money, and we're just getting started. And so remember, the Federal Treasury collecting last January, Trump wasn't president, wasn't sworn until the 20th, $8 billion in tariffs. The number doubled by April with $16.3 billion. I know that I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you, but I just want to keep this real as we think about the president concluding all these tariff deals and trade deals, the UK, Israel, Japan, we talked about that one, Indonesia, Vietnam, the EU, I mentioned on Sunday, negotiations with China ongoing. They met in Stockholm for 2 days, and because they see progress, they say these deals are coming. China's the big one. China's big mama. That's the big mama deal, right? We all know that, but they say it's coming. Because why? Because look at China. They're hurting. Their factories are not producing as much because that has been slowed down. Because we are, as I say, we are the gluttons of the world. And you can count on us, America. We buy, we eat, we consume. They all know it. They need us way more than we need them. And so President Trump making no secret about his intentions on trade and tariffs. He's talked about it. We knew it coming in. This is what we voted for. And so at the end of the day, I believe that all of these naysayers, these people who are poo-pooing the Trump idea, you slowly see this happening, don't you? Even on more liberal-leaning networks, and they're like, oh, I have to admit, I thought this would be worse. It's not so bad. So it continues. When they get the China deal done, then interest rates will be lowered September, and then I believe again in December, and now we're cooking. And remember, everybody's holding Trump's feet to the fire and judging him just in 6 months. So I'm very hopeful with all of this. You know me, half glass full. Just want to get that off my chest. Here's Trump, and this was after we talked yesterday as he was announcing, and signing into law some new mortgage help for Americans, but especially help for our veterans. Listen,
veterans are staying outside of the sidewalk on the same hotel. Some pictures are just incredible. In addition, we'll also be opening a full-service VA center in New Hampshire, which is the only state in the union to not have a VA center. And I made that promise to the people of New Hampshire a long while ago, and we got it done. It's the only state that doesn't have, and yet you have a lot of veterans in New Hampshire. We're slashing the wait times at VA medical centers, and we're bringing back VA choice and VA accountability, which I had and the Democrats abandoned. It made it so much better. Accountability, meaning if you treat our veterans badly, we treat you badly. You get fired and beyond that. And VA choice is you can get out and you can, if you don't have a doctor ready, willing, and able to take care of you within the VA, you go outside, you go see a doctor, you get better, and we pay the bill. And the veterans loved it. We had a 92% approval rating. And what did the Democrats do? They came along and they ended both of them, and they hired back many of the people that we fired. We fired people and replaced them with great, loving people. But we fired people who were sadists. In many cases, they were sick. They were thieves. They were stealing. And they hired them back. The accountability, meaning the VA accountability, was a big deal getting it passed because you have unions, you have all sorts of problems to go through. We got it through everything.
So this was just one of many, and that's good, Andrew. This was just one of many news conferences as President Trump just rolling through. Boom, 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 boom. And that was during a signing of a new bill passed by Congress, in part helping our veterans and in part mortgage relief. I want to get to our next story, and we'll continue to talk about all that happened yesterday with Trump. We'll get into MAHA in our next hour. Remember, I had this, I love our new medical guru, one of my faves. This is Tim Keller. He'll be coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. And so we'll talk to him about the latest, get his take on the MAHA Make America Healthy Again announcements and incorporate some of these different issues that are going on. AI, the new nurse, Anna, you'll hear her voice.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
My favorite thing yesterday, outside of President Trump and all of his success, that you and me, we love to celebrate Trump. But I want to celebrate, I think, I'm going to say this, America's greatest sheriff. This is my favorite sheriff, Billy Woods. I'm taking you to Florida, and I want you to hear him. And here's the thing. Part of the reason that he's my fave is that, number one, he is a righteous, good man. He supports his fellow law enforcement, all municipalities, but at the same time, Sheriff Billy Woods knows how to spank and shame the media. Oh, this is delicious. You're going to love this. Just wait for it. He does it like nobody else. I think that maybe he and President Trump, you know how President Trump always loves to call out the fake news, but Sheriff Billy Woods, he's just a special brand of shaming the media. Now, how did this happen? How did this come about? You have all of these hardworking law enforcement officers, and these are ongoing, and I've talked in Bucks County especially, right? Jen Shorn, our great, great local district attorney in Bucks County, and she has really cracked down on these predators, these pedophiles, these predators that we know are among us. Okay, but this is in Florida, and they hold this huge news conference that they call in the media. They have the mugshot pictures. They have all of the props, if you will, and the evidence and video, some of the body cam video to show you some of these scumbag, lowly predators in this incredible sting operation that they've been carrying out. Now, it looks like within a 6-day period, this sting operation, just in 6 days, they arrested 40 men across Florida. What do you hear? And some of these men are from, because, you know, here in America, during the Biden administration, we apparently attracted the worst of the worst pedophiles and predators from around the world. We'll get into that. And this is a moment where they're not only trying to announce the arrests and some of the details that you're not going to believe, but as well, a warning for parents that is chilling. Okay, this is important information, and they want to disseminate this information. Also, their attorney general. The operation is dubbed Seek and Ye Shall Find, Bible verse. You know, seek ye first the, you know, so they're playing off a Bible verse, but this is Seek and Ye Shall Find Out. And that's what they called this. It kind of gives you a sense of the righteous nature of saying we will root out and we will expose and arrest and bring forth justice for the worst among us. These predators, these sicko pedophiles who are out there, and they are tracking and stalking children. And then this is what they have planned for the children. Okay. Now, the victims in this, the intended victims, we find out, are from the ages as young as 12, 13 ish, but the target range is like 12, 13 to 15. That's who they're targeting. And they mostly used online stalking for children. These men, and some of them repeat offenders, were going online. They were posing as kids, and then they would basically set up a rendezvous, if you will, so that there's a child who thinks they're meeting another kid, right? They think they're meeting another kid, but they're going to find a big man who's about to drug them and assault them in sicko ways, and it's just gross. But I want you to hear, as we'll go, Andrew, from, and it's about a half an hour, but let's begin as we hear the sheriff describe Seek and Ye Shall Find Out. And he starts to go through this just so you get the nature of this operation. Toward the end, you're going to hear him as he's outraged by some of the reporter questions and what they're focused on. But we'll begin with him explaining this.
These detectives, my detectives, and the detectives around this nation that conduct these operations, they're dedicated. Dedicated individuals. Bill Gladson's office is dedicated. General Uthmeyer's office is dedicated to ensuring that we put these individuals behind bars, that we ensure that we keep them behind bars. Because you're going to find out in a couple of them, and I've talked to you before about individuals that we'll have in these operations that have committed these crimes, and then 2 days from being released.
2 days.
They're doing the exact same crime. One of the biggest things in this press conference is a message to the parents that are watching. The parents that are watching, you need to pay attention to your children.
This is to America.
Now, you'll see in all of the affidavits or even in the reports, you're going to see the amount of apps that are out there on the internet that gives them access. The criminals gives them access, the criminals access to your children. To put it in perspective, these vile individuals right here, These vile individuals.
Other pictures he references.
They showed up with condoms.
Ew.
Cocaine, alcohol, and many other drugs for a child. Now, keep in mind, this was targeting 13 to 15-year-old children.
And
13
guns.
To 15-year-old children. The operation itself is where I just said it. They pose as 13 and 15-year-old children. They go on numerous social media platforms. Every one of them. Let me be this clear. Every single one of them. And this is to the viewers that are out there. That I know the post will come. All right? They'll come up with their comments. They'll have some sympathy for them. I have zero sympathy for them. Every one of them knew that they were making an arrangement to meet with a child. Not an adult. A child.
Now stop it right there for a moment.
They sent disgusting...
You stop it. So the alleged predators, according to the affidavits, and they released all the court records, they had with them cocaine, guns, condoms, alcohol, cash, marijuana, a whole bunch of drugs. Those were some of the things that were seized. And among those arrested, and he goes through it, a retired Army sergeant, a University of Florida student here on a visa. That story that he tells is unbelievable as they get into an argument because they've asked the University of Florida to revoke the visa and they refused. Okay. And this is on somebody who is a man charged with being a child predator and had intentions of raping a child and all of this. And then the men from all the different countries, Mexico, Jamaica, India, El Salvador, the Middle East. I mean, all these different countries. I believe there were as many as 7 illegals in this group, by the way. And so they showed up with all of this thinking they were going to meet a child. But haha, these predators, these accused predators charged and jailed, they instead got a big surprise because instead of meeting a child, guess who showed up? This special task force. And so I'm just setting the stage for him. And you can hear that he's saying, I know there's going to be a post. I know that he references some of the reporters at one point. And so he has such disdain and disgust as he describes this incredible operation, the operation in which they were arrested. Can we play Andrew Torres, who's filling in for Dan Borowski, who's on special assignment today? Just they released, and this is Marion County, the sting operation, Seek and Ye Shall Find. Just so you can get if you're watching us on YouTube, you can see some of these arrests and the body cam. Just a little taste of this. Yes. Viewer discretion advised.
Yeah, so there's no audio just because there is some vulgar comments throughout the whole video, but you can get a good idea of what it was like going through this whole operation.
Okay, and maybe so Seek and Ye Shall Find. You see them on the computer as they try to educate. Now you see the body cam video as they're pulling up, and here's some guy who's accused. So they pull out of his vehicle, and you see that. And you see the officers pulling up, arresting all these different individuals. All different. Oh, God, there's a man tattooed with his man boobs jiggling around. Men that they're arresting here. These are the accused, these accused predators, accused pedophiles, and really from all walks of life. That's the undercover video that they've released as they approach these individuals and say, yeah, you're not going to meet a kid today and do these sicko things to them. One thing that you will glean as you watch this, a lot of these meetings are at dusk. So it's not broad daylight. And if you notice, they're meeting at places that are parking lots, that are remote locations in the woods, or maybe behind a storage facility, someplace where that child, because the child is walking over and now they're going to meet with this person. It's in a remote area where now if the child now sees that, uh-oh, this man is coming out, where's the kid I thought I was going to meet? There's nowhere for the kid. It's tough for the kid to run and hide. And so the nature of this is very spooky and creepy. So let's get back to our audio if we can, because he is describing now for us what is happening here. And at one point he says, parents, I want you to understand that if you think you have boys, right, you think you're safe, that these are sickos that are targeting little girls, Let's pick it up there. And this is about 5 minutes into the news conference. He explains visually why the mugshots, how they made these alleged perpetrators, how they had them, you know, in the prison garb, and why the color that they're wearing matters. Listen in.
Photos, videos, it's all in there to do harm to a child. But here's a bigger message to parents. Look at the pictures. You see some in pink, and you see some in blue. Pink represents the ones that were wanting to meet a female, and the ones in blue are the ones wanting to meet a male. So the parents out there that have only boys, do not think and do not believe that your sons are not victims in these cases. Do not think that they're not vulnerable for this to occur to. Doesn't matter. I'll say it again, and I'll consent to be clear. I am always grateful for the cooperation of every agency. My goal is to make it clear that we do not, Marion County and the 5th Judicial Circuit, and truthfully, in the entire state of Florida, as I'm pretty sure as the General is going to make abundantly clear, we do not tolerate this crime. My citizens demand it. And as their sheriff, I will ensure that I will use every resource to hunt these pieces of shit down. So I'm going to hit on a hot topic. All right?
Illegals. That's where he's going here.
The non-U.S. citizens that are in here.
About seven of them.
Seven of them. Now let me make something clear because, again, you and your lovely way have the way to distorting information.
Biased media.
Of how we do and target things. Now, one, we didn't have a clue that they were U.S. citizens when we started the app with them. But let's also be abundantly clear, every single one of them told us where they were born. Or where they're not here, or they are not a U.S. citizen. One from Mexico. One from El Salvador.
So I already gave this information
Jamaica,
just in the interest of time.
Two from India.
You get the nature of the sheriff and his disdain, but also he's ready. He's locked and loaded as far as being ready for the media because he knows what they're going to do and where they're going to go with this, right? And so that's what you're going to hear on the other side. And it happens after. So when we come back, you'll hear from Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, who's behind him, who's there and talks about this as well. But this is a critical operation. Why isn't this in the headline? This is a record-setting operation. And by the way, they announced 40. That was yesterday afternoon. This morning, they announced that they got 8 others as well, as they've netted this in this sting operation, which continues. And I'll focus on that. The media questions are just disgraceful, a lot of them. And his reaction to it, which I think you might giggle at a little bit, chuckle, because he's not, you know, going to let them get away with that. We'll get to all of it right around the corner. Thanks for being here at Dawn Stensland, 855-839-1210. Be right back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On that question.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, this is your first time before me. This classifies into the category of a dumbass question, all right? And here's why. You want to play with money with people's lives, okay? And that type of a question is offensive to me. Because regardless of what government entity, as far as I'm concerned, any sheriff or any police chief that refuses to help ICE, you're basically refusing to help a fellow law enforcement officer. Unless they're doing something illegal, immoral, unethical, you help them. If Ocala PD asks for my help, a deputy's coming. If Lake County asks for help, my deputies are coming. ICE is doing their job. So let's also get something abundantly clear. Illegals. Holy hell. Do you have to look up the definition of it in a dictionary? I don't. Wrongdoing. They came here because they did something wrong. Oh, that's at the top of my list of a citizen I want added into this country. Let me add more bad people that want to do wrong.
So in your opinion, is Operation Seek and Find out right?
Is it what?
Operation Seek and Find out right?
Is it right?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah, it's right. It's the right thing to do. To seek out and find these individuals that do wrong in my county. And to your answer yours, we always talk. Hey, I'm sorry, General, but they...
Nobody asked, nobody said they needed anything. Anybody could pick up the phone at any time and say, hey, we want to help, but, you know, we're struggling. Could you help us with this or that? Absolutely, we would. Didn't happen.
Listen, law enforcement, here's one thing we've learned. We're going to put a square peg into a round hole when somebody needs help. That's what's going to happen. We all have personnel problems. We all have personnel shortages. Hell, the state of Florida is growing so fast, none of us in law enforcement keep up with this growth. Because I will not use it as an excuse, a reason, or a justification to put a bad guy or get people that want to do wrong in this country away.
So
it's
that
as simple
is,
as that.
So that is
and
Sheriff Uthmeyer, or excuse me, Sheriff Woods, that was Attorney General Uthmeyer who you heard. And what they're reacting to, and that's what I was talking about earlier, these reporters, all they asked after all of these men, you know, and women who worked very hard in this undercover sting operation to get a record of these accused pedophiles and predators, caught them, and many have already confessed. And so here they are to tell the media about this. My question would have been, because this is an ongoing investigation and you obviously are going on in these chat rooms, have you sought out any of the parents where their children have been conversing with some of these sickos? See, what happened was the undercover detectives essentially became a decoy. In other words, these sicko predators, they met with detectives, undercover people, but there were other kids in that chat. My question would have been, you know, I know that you're giving this message to America. And by the way, Uthmeyer also, it's news because they are especially focusing on Snapchat and making legal filings, having a real problem with Snapchat where the majority of these predators are lurking. That's what they use because of the nature of it. So there are all these filings going on. That, by the way, that's international news. Remember, that was Hunter Biden's choice. Remember, that's his favorite app, Snapchat. But in this case, the media, all they asked about was reaction and talking about ICE and cooperation with ICE and money to fund this thing. It was unbelievable and eye-opening. And that's the outrage that you heard. I think Uthmeyer a little more subdued with it, but Sheriff Woods, nope, he went there. And I love when he says, that's a dumb A question. I just laughed out loud. Wanted to share that with you. Our next guest is Walter Sterling. He's pretty much a media legend, and you hear him evenings, but now he's coming in the morning. So we'll chat with Walter. Can't wait for this. Coming right back. In a moment, we will be talking to Walter Sterling. You hear him in the evenings, radio Hall of Famer, and known as an industry leader as a broadcaster, by the way. Has had a consulting business. It's just basically a legend in our industry and as a broadcaster. Like I say, Radio Hall of Fame, Big Talker, Talkers Magazine, the list goes on and on. So we will talk to him momentarily, get his take on all of this day. I wanted to share that Florida story with you, with my favorite sheriff. I think we've heard from Sheriff Woods in the past. You know, he's a great soundbite, if you will. But I love the fact that he's unapologetic. And I love, you know, his clarity on saying that he's not going to apologize or kowtow to the media. And I just love that he called out a new media member who, and some of those members of the media, you don't even understand the question. You know, that's the other piece of this, right? That some of their questions were just stupid, out of touch with the community. And I point that out to you, and we don't do that often because, you know, usually I'm making fun of maybe a national media bubble, if you will, especially covering the White House or covering national issues. But in this one here, it was a local story, really. There was some national media on that one. But you heard that these are reporters who are just, they have no clue. And they're not part of the community, not taxpayers, homeowners. They're not parents. They can't be parents, because anybody who's a parent in a news conference like that would want to know more and would want to know, for example, is this an ongoing? I mean, I'll give you my questions I would have asked the sheriff and the Florida Attorney General. Are you working with municipalities such as federal municipalities? Obviously, they are because of ICE, but as well, people coming from across state lines, not just coming across the border and international lines. And so that's really icky, right? And then as well, what actions they're taking to specifically target the parents whose children are in some of these chat rooms, because the authorities know who they are. And so what are you doing to at least try to track down the kids to their parents, or perhaps to the school district that they would go to? Are you working with local schools? We've seen that specifically in Chester County and in Bucks County in our area. I know there are those types of awareness campaigns between educational private and public schools, and then trying to work, you know, the law enforcement working with them and trying to make them aware of what's happening and the dangers of some of these apps. So we'll, you know, I think that this really, even though it's a Florida story as far as the law enforcement there, it's a story that could be happening anywhere in America. And so my next question is, well, why don't we have these kind of sting operations going on across America? What's being done with regard to that? And like I say, I've interviewed multiple times Jen Shorn, who's the DA in Bucks County. I would say she's one of, if not the leader in our region, who is cracking down on these predators. But those would have been, you know, my questions. If you have a question that you'd like to call in about, 855-839-1210. Okay, my next guest is here. Needs no introduction. As I say, Walter Sterling, somebody who you've heard here for a decade here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT with his Sunday Night Success, and Sterling every damn night heard on WPHT. Walter Sterling, welcome in. It's great to have you here. How are you today?
I'm the only one who works six nights a week. I'd like to point that out. You get off on 5 days. You get 5 days. I work six because I'm committed to a broadcast career.
Yes, you are. And, you know, I was talking before you came on that you are you're a broadcast Hall of Famer, Radio Hall of Fame, Talkers Magazine. You've worked on the consulting side, the business side, programming. You've really kind of done it all. And so what that tells me about you, Walter Sterling, is you love it. I mean, I tell my kids, you know, teenagers, when you're raising your children and you say, do what you love. And what that tells me, you love what you do.
When I'm asked, how did I get into the business? It's like a priest. It's a calling. 90% of the people on the air in radio, 90% of the people off the air in radio had no choice. A couple times, probably like you, I was asked by television executives, well, why don't you come work here at the TV network? And I'm like, they might as well have said to me, why don't you become a dentist? That was such an alien thought to me. No, I'm in radio. And everybody in radio has the same sad story. We knew we wanted to do it at 15. We pretended to be on the air in our bedrooms at the age of 15. And the minute we could get to any radio station to hang around and sweep and do whatever they asked, that's what we all did. It's insane. It's a terror. Or as my wife, who's not in the business, my wife says, yeah, all radio stories end badly.
I don't think that's true. Aw. Well, you know, sometimes.
I know very few people in radio who actually retire.
Yeah.
They have a horrible death or they're in jail.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we know those guys. You know, I'll say this, that that I think it does keep, because Larry, my husband, Larry Menti. And so he says, you know, where do we, you know, we want to move here or there when we retire. And I said, oh, Lair Bear, I will never retire. I will always work. I think part of that keeps a marriage alive. You know what I mean? If you're working, maybe it's spouse avoidance, but I do think it keeps you going with that purpose-driven life.
By the way, about Larry.
Yes.
I was a guest star in WABC, and he was a guest star in WABC, and I was on right before him one morning. And he came in, and it was like royalty walking into the studio. There was a glow above him. He had his papers organized. There were 10 or 20 people following him saying, yes, Mr. Larry, what do you need, Mr. Larry? And, I was in a very big hurry to get out of there because it was very clear that I was in his way.
Never. He said to say hello, by the way. And by the way, that's the way I treat him at home. Oh, he walks into the room. What do you need, honey bunny? If you were listening, he'd be laughing out loud. Not really, Walter.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Do you mind? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Never.
I apologize. You do a very erudite show. You talk to assistant DAs. You talk to DAs. You talk to Congress people. I never do that. But you have a very erudite presentation. You're incredibly professional. Everybody at WPHT respects you.
Thank you.
But I also notice how many live commercials you read, and that must mean that you sell products better than the rest of us. Could you give me a tip or two on how to present an advertiser so it moves off the shelf? Because, Dawn, oh my gosh, I can't believe the number of products you sell.
Well, the truth is my husband would tell you there's a good and bad side to this. So these are all things that I actually imbibe. In other words, I look around and I go, well, what do I want? So I want a new kitchen. So you know what I mean? I want a new kitchen. So, kitchen magic. I want new siding and I want a new front. I want a front door makeover, Chapman windows, doors, siding and stucco remediation. See, so there's like a little greedy side to this. Like, it's a little dangerous because think about all the stuff that your wife says to you, Walter. And then imagine if you put her on the radio. So like she says, well, honey, you know, I really think we need a new fence and we need a new roof and we need new windows and doors and we need a new vehicle. Piazza Auto Group. You know what I mean? So it's actually, I don't go to the advertiser. I actually go for what I want. See? And then that's how I back my way into it. See, I'm a woman. I'm always conspiring. It's what I want. You know what I mean?
Well, you're a very credible woman.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are a broadcaster who communicates so effectively and so persuasively. I have tremendous respect for you.
Well, back at you. So absolutely. So, you know, every night consistently, and that's just, I love that we're live and local because that's always the fear with stations that they want to do shows that are not live, not local. Everything is pre-taped. And for us, that's the beauty of what we have here. But on a nightly basis, I mean, is there, first of all, if there's anything you want to promote coming up or, you know, all the time I look at your stuff, you do great stuff. Anything that recently you've done that's your favorite thing? Just wanted to ask you about that.
I got tremendous response to the realization that public schools prepare children for prison. Think about kids going to public school. My three kids go to public school. I have a 13-year-old. Think about that. And I realized, I said, well, wait a minute. When those kids go to school, they're greeted by a uniformed guard. Mm-hmm. They're told to stand in a straight line and not speak. They told, don't get out of line or you will go to the warden's office. And then when they get into the classroom, they're told not to speak. And, oh, my gosh, you have to go to the bathroom. You're going to have to wait till the end of this lesson. Mm-hmm. And the patterns are all exactly like prison. And when I go to public school with other parents and we go to the classroom at the beginning of the year, what do I hear? What do you hear? All the other parents say, oh, it looks just the way it did when I was in school. And I'm like, it should look nothing like it did when you were in school. You're near death. It should look nothing like the way it was when you were in school. And 40% of the schools in Philadelphia are not air conditioned.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And 10% of them were air conditioned by Jalen Hurts' $25 million. That's insane. Yeah. The worst bar in Philadelphia is 40 degrees right now. The classrooms are as hot as a car where the parents get arrested for leaving their toddler in the back seat.
Yeah, it's, you know, to your point, it's crazy. Because Larry and I live in Philadelphia, and that's another reason that I'll work until the day I die, whether it's radio or waitressing or something, is paying off the school bills, you know. But the truth is, I was a product of public schools. Now, Larry grew up locally, as you know, he went to Catholic schools. But the one thing I learned from, to your very point, and this is an important point, Walter, is that what the private schools have is, first of all, some of the classrooms, there's most of them are 6 to 10 kids in a class. Oftentimes they sit down, it's the Socratic method, where they sit at this oval or round table, they discuss. So what does that mean? If you have discussion, you learn how to have eye contact, you learn to have a conversation, and the kids are basically, it's peer pressure, because you have to read and know the information, because you're going to be called upon to have a discussion with your peers. And so you look like an idiot if you don't know anything, because they're going to call on you. The other piece of it that I'll tell you is that when you think about Trump, I always have to incorporate Trump into my conversations. Think about what Donald J. Trump, for example, is doing right now in real time. So he's looking at the way that our economy works, trade, taxes, and says, well, we're getting a raw deal. I'm going to break the rules. And everybody says, well, you can't do that. You can't pressure other countries to give us a fair playing field. That's basically what the private schools teach kids starting in kindergarten, is to think outside the box. And so they actually teach them to find ways and reasons to volunteer outside the school, to start a business. Do you know what I'm saying? So their whole, since they're a kindergarten, they're taught basically how to run their own business, how to be their own man or be their own woman, their own person. Do you know what I mean? That's the opposite to your point about what school children are taught, to shut up and be a follower.
It's good to remember that Donald Trump went to Wharton,
yep,
where they teach their students to get an MBA and destroy old Charlie, who has all those contacts, and to put everything on a spreadsheet. You mentioned about Catholic schools, and Larry, my father went to Catholic schools till he was in eighth grade. And I said, well, you know, we weren't put in Catholic schools. He says, yeah, that's what I learned from Catholic schools, that my children would never go to Catholic schools. So people have different experiences,
yeah.
But he did go to Seton Hall as a volunteer.
Oh, wow.
One of the fun things that we do on the show is, there's a gentleman named Father Jim Drucker. And Father Jim Drucker is a 45-year priest who was the Navy chaplain in Desert Storm there. And now he's a native of Philadelphia. He visits the VA hospitals. He works in the VA hospitals. But the cool thing about Father Drucker is he's the rock and roll priest, and he does a rock and roll show on a different station. But get this. I got attracted to him by the fact that before he was a Catholic priest, he was one of the greatest top 40 disc jockeys who ever lived. He was on freaking WARM in Scranton, which in my humble opinion was the best top 40 station there ever was. So I am humble toward him in all ways. And yes, he had a calling like a priest.
I love it. Well, listen, we love Father Drucker, but we love Walter Sterling. Listen, nightly Sterling every damn night. Heard right here, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 9 p.m. to midnight. Thank you so much. And, Walter, I hope we can do this on a regular basis whenever you're available, because it's a lot of fun to get your perspective on this and, of course, promote your nightly show.
As long as Stalker doesn't hear it, we'll be able to do it anytime.
He's in a meeting. He's in a meeting, so he's not listening.
See, when I'm on, he's asleep, so it's perfect.
Walter Sterling.
Thanks very much, Dawn.
Thank you. You're the best. Thanks. Congratulations on 10 years here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Quick break. Man, we have a lot breaking. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Maha Healthcare. A lot of announcements yesterday about bringing American healthcare into a modern time, right? AI and into a digital age, because a lot of things are antiquated. We've talked about that. And so that's a focus of this administration. President Trump, we heard earlier that part of that news conference that he held with Dr. Oz and as well as RFK Jr. and others, as they were talking about bringing our healthcare into the digital age and modernizing things. And so there are pros and cons to some of these issues with AI. Nurses might have an issue with it. We'll get into all of this as the Dawn Show continues and get your take. Tim Keller, the healthcare and lifestyle analyst and the founder of U.S. Diabetes Care, among other things, and really a man on a mission, if you will, on a medical mission. He just is a treasure trove of information and a wealth of information he can share. So really loved our conversation recently, wanted to bring him back. So you'll hear from him, and then we'll update you on some of the latest that the Trump administration has announced, all of that and so much more right here on The Dawn Show. 855-839-1210. If you have a question for Tim Keller, and as well, if you're on YouTube right now, I hope you're joining us on YouTube. Make sure that you give us the thumbs up and make sure you subscribe. But you can also write out some questions or thoughts there on the YouTube chat, as we are very active. Quick break for you, and we'll be right back with Maha. We'll be talking about that for sure. Stay right there. This summer, Piazza Mazda bringing you more to move you, more style, more thrills, and more savings. So for a limited time, I want you to get 1.9% financing, 60 months on the award-winning Mazda CX-50, CX-50 Hybrid, the CX-70, or the CX-90. That's just 1.9% financing plus available low lease offers and much more. Don't put this off. Discover how Mazda has more to move you today. Visit Piazza Mazda of Westchester. That's on Route 202. Or you can check out Piazza Mazda of Reading on Pottsville Pike. Online, PiazzaMazda.com. P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaMazda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.